New Testament reading comes from the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 6, verses 1 through 6, and verses 16 through 21. Beware of practicing your piety before others in order to be seen by them, for then you have no reward from your Father in heaven. So whenever you give alms, do not sound a trumpet before you, so as the hypocrites do in the synagogues and in the streets, so that they may be praised by others. Truly, I tell you, they have received their reward. But when you give alms, do not let your left hand know what your right hand is doing, so that your alms may be done in secret, and your Father who sees in secret will reward you. And whenever you pray, do not pray like the hypocrites, for they love to stand and pray in the synagogues and at the street corners, so that they may be seen by others. Truly, I tell you, they have received their reward. But whenever you pray, go into your room and shut the door and pray to your Father who is in secret, and your Father who sees in secret will reward you. And whenever you fast, do not look dismal like the hypocrites, for they disfigure their faces so as to show others that they are fasting. Truly I tell you, they have received their reward. But when you fast, put oil on your head and wash your face, so that your fasting may be seen not by others, but by your Father, who is in secret. And your Father who sees in secret will reward you. Do not store up for yourselves treasures on earth, where moth and rust consume, and where thieves break in and steal. But store up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust consumes, and where thieves do not break in and steal. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. This is the word of our Lord. This evening, as we embark on our Lenten journey, our scripture readings beg us to ponder a few questions. They ask us to think about what our lives would look like if we lived as if the Lord was coming. They ask us to think about how our lives would change if we actually anticipated God's arrival. Both of our scripture readings this evening ask us to look within, to truly reflect on how we are living and acting as disciples of Christ. From the voice of Joel this evening, we heard the Lord say, "Return to me with all your heart. Tremble, for the day of the Lord is coming." From the passage from Matthew, we were given example after example of how we're not to live. We're not to pray like the hypocrites. We're not to give to the poor, the needy, in vain. We're not to act religious or pious in order to gain attention from others. In this passage from Matthew, Jesus encourages us to live and act as disciples of Christ with actions that are genuine and that flow from the heart. And this evening, I have a story that I wanted to share with you all as we ponder our scripture readings, as we think about what our lives would actually look like if we anticipated God's arrival at any moment. This is a true story. It's about a new pastor from inner city Atlanta. There was a pastor who transformed himself into a homeless person, and he went to the church that he was going to be introduced as the new head pastor at that morning. He walked around his soon-to-be church for 30 minutes while it was filling with people for the service. Only three people said hello to him. Most looked the other way. He asked people for change to buy food because he was hungry. Not one person gave him anything. As church was about to start, he went into the sanctuary, and he went and sat down in the front of the church. But he was told by the ushers that he would have to get up and move to the back of the church. He said hello to people as they walked in, but he was greeted with cold stares and dirty looks from people looking down on him and judging him. The man sat in the back of the church and listened to the church announcements for the week. He listened to them welcome the new visitors. But he wasn't welcomed. He wasn't even acknowledged as a visitor. He watched people around him continue to look his way with stares that said, "You are not welcome here." Then the elders of the church made their way to the front of the sanctuary to make the announcement about their new pastor. And when they got up there, they said, "We would like to introduce our new pastor." And they said the man's name, and they called him forward. The congregation stood up. They were clapping. They were looking around with joy and anticipation. And the homeless man in the back of the sanctuary stood up, and he made his way down the aisle towards the front of the sanctuary. And that's when the clapping stopped. The church became completely silent. With all eyes on him, the homeless man, the new pastor, he walked up on the chancel and he took the microphone. And he stood there for a moment, and then he ever so eloquently recited a verse from the Bible. "Then the king will say to those on his right, 'Come, you who are blessed by my Father, take your inheritance, the kingdom prepared for you since the creation of the world. For I was hungry, and you gave me something to eat. I was thirsty, and you gave me something to drink. I was a stranger, and you invited me in. I needed clothes, and you clothed me. I was sick, and you looked after me. I was in prison, and you came to visit me.' Then the righteous will answer him, 'Lord, when did we see you hungry and feed you, or thirsty and give you something to drink? When did we see you a stranger and invite you in, or needing clothes and clothe you? When did we see you sick or in prison and go to visit you?' The king will reply, 'Truly I tell you, whatever you did for the least of my brothers and sisters, you did for me.'" After he recited this, the new pastor introduced himself, and he told the congregation what he had experienced that morning. Many began to cry. Most bowed their heads in shame. He responded by saying this: "Today I see a gathering of people here in a church building, but I do not see the church of Christ. The world has enough people that look the other way. What the world needs is disciples of Jesus that can follow his teachings and live as he did." He dismissed the congregation, and the service ended till the following Sunday. The call of Lent is a call to return to the Lord with all your heart. Both of our scripture readings this evening remind us that God is not interested in us just going through the motions of life, living and acting however we choose or however we desire, but rather God is interested in letting his call seep deep down into our hearts, so far down into our hearts that it transforms us in how we engage in the life of this world. Both of our scripture readings this evening ask us to take a look within, to truly reflect on how we are living and acting and behaving as disciples of Christ. And over the course of these next 6 weeks of Lent, may this be a time of introspection and prayer and repentance so we can answer this call and make changes in our lives, correct behaviors, and truly live as Christ's disciples. May it be a time to alter our lives in such a way that we do live as if the Lord is coming. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.